while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A St. Cloud police officer has died from injuries suffered in an off-duty crash. A potential teacher strike is on the horizon in Minneapolis. And fireworks to end the latest Minnesota Gopher women's hockey game. But first, a 21-year-old Spring Lake Park man was killed this morning when his motorcycle crashed on a downtown Minneapolis highway ramp. The wreck happened around 1 a.m. on the 3rd Street North ramp to westbound Interstate 94, according to the Minnesota State Patrol, which added the motorcyclist was traveling at a very high rate of speed. The man's name has not been released. Dr. David Hilden says it's the time of year to schedule a flu shot. Hilden joined WCCO Radio's Denny Long yesterday as a part of the Health Radio Show. He says those over the age of 65 should opt for the higher dose flu vaccine.
Giving you just a little extra added boost in that shot is typically what is done. So I do recommend doing that, getting the higher dose one if you're over 65. But if you don't, if the place you go to only has one of them, get whatever they have, because the difference among the various shots isn't so important. The big difference is whether or not you got it in the first place.
Typically, flu cases start to rise in November and peak in February. This year's flu season may be a bit more difficult to predict due to the federal government shutdown. The CDC's last influenza report for the U.S. was for the week ending on September 20th, when there was minimal activity. Police are investigating a Sunday morning robbery outside a Minneapolis church. Two men leaving the St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church were attacked by a group of at least eight suspects. It happened shortly after 8 a.m. on 3rd Avenue South near East 46th Street during morning mass. Both victims sustained minor injuries during the assault before the robbers fled in a vehicle. So far, there have been no arrests. A St. Cloud police officer has died from his injury suffered in an off-duty crash. The department says Ryan Ebert died Saturday morning at HCMC. The 44-year-old was an 18-year veteran of the department. Ebert was injured last Monday night in Apple Valley when his truck crashed with a transit bus and ran into the cable barrier on Highway 77. The bus driver was also injured. An incident report noted there was alcohol in Ebert's system, but police say it was a very small or trace amount, significantly below what would lead a person to be considered impaired or driving under the influence. Local government offices are reporting a record surge in calls with Medicare questions. As Medicare open enrollment begins, Minnesota's Aging Pathways is reportedly getting thousands of calls a day. Medicare Program Director Kelly Jo Greiner says seniors are specifically calling about the projected 18% average premium increase for Medicare Advantage plans next year.
It is a large increase for people to have to bear. This next week, the federal government is supposed to announce the cost of living adjustment for Social Security. We'll know what the increase is going to be in people's Social Security check, and our big concern is it isn't going to be enough.
She's encouraging people to call 1-800-MEDICAID to avoid long wait times on their call line. The deadline to finalize coverage is December 7th. A potential teacher strike is on the horizon in Minneapolis, with the union representing teachers and support staff holding a strike authorization vote this week on Thursday, Friday, and next Monday. Talks are set for tomorrow, with the main sticking points focused on limiting class sizes and capping special education caseloads. Minneapolis Federation of Educators spokeswoman Megan Bolt.
What really needs to be done is something needs to be in writing and enforceable to ensure that kids are in reasonable class sizes so they can get more individualized attention.
Bolt says negotiations began last April and that the union has offered 35 proposals in 9 public sessions. She says the district has not offered any counters to their proposal. Bolt also says union members want to come to an agreement and do not want to strike. Fireworks to end the Minnesota Gopher women's hockey game yesterday as the third-rated Gophers down number 2 Ohio 6-3.
Underneath Price and at the horn now, here we go again. Some cross checks. Jordan Baxter on Price.
Oh, and Graham behind the play right now, tied up with Carmichael.
Oh, here we go, Carmichael and Graham after the whistle.
The call on Big Ten Network. Two players were disqualified just moments before that brawl on the ice ensued. 7 game misconducts were issued, 4 to the Buckeyes and 3 to the Gophers. The Gophers play at number 4 Minnesota Duluth next weekend. Finally, U.S. Bank Stadium hosted Paul McCartney Friday night, and yesterday it was the Minnesota Vikings and Philadelphia Eagles taking over. A slow start for the Vikings, who trailed 14-6 at the half and found the end zone just once in the third quarter.
Wildcat snap. It is Mason to the left. Can he win the race there? He looked to be short. Zach Bond running laterally with the back Mason, but another good stop for Philly.
That call on Fox. Vikings lose 28-22, their record now 3-3. They're on the road Thursday in Los Angeles facing the Chargers. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.